Hello, this is Gloria Rand, SEO copywriter, with today's audio boom. You know, I have found that many business professionals have trouble with Twitter. They just don't know how to effectively network with it. So in part two of my Twitter networking series, today I'm going to offer some tips on setting up your Twitter profile and talk about how to go about following people and sending messages. You know, first impressions are just as important online as they are when you meet someone in person. So take the time to review your Twitter profile. Select the appropriate handle that represents you or your business. Use a professional photo of yourself, not one taken while you're on vacation, please. And include a link to your website or blog so people know how to find you. Finally, write a bio that includes keywords, so when people are searching for whatever product or service you sell, they're going to have a better chance of finding you. Now, when it comes to following, it might be tempting to automatically follow everyone who follows you, but keep in mind that the larger the number of followers you have, the harder it will be to stay in contact with everyone. A more effective tactic is to follow those people you want to do business with, or the ones who are effective thought leaders in your industry, since you may want to retweet their content to your own followers. Now, it also may seem easier to send out an automatic welcome message to everyone who follows you, but you're going to have a better chance of connecting with people if you personalize your messages. And remember, don't automatically try to sell people something when you send them a direct message. Instead, share something useful with them, so they feel like you really care about them. Now, next time, in part three of this Twitter networking series, I'm going to talk about the power of retweeting. And to learn more tips about Twitter and other social networking tools, visit my blog at gloriarand.wordpress.com. Have a great day.